Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing Jessica Jones, Season 3, Episode 10, aka Hero Pants.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeffrey Randall.
I have to say, sir, this episode title was really weird to say.
Why?
Hero pants? I know it was said in the episode, he's trying on his hero pants, but
yeah,
it's still aka hero pants. Come on.
Why is that weird?
Well, we're doing stuff like, you know, aka I did something today, or, you know, aka I have no spleen.
I feel like aka sorry face is the exact same thing as hero pants.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that's pretty normal for a Jessica Jones title in my mind.
Yeah, and you know what's really great about that is that it was the villain that said that. Is that your sorry face?
Huh. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's dive in. Episode 10 of Jessica Jones. Big stuff happening this episode. Trish, full spoiler alert. Trish has, we see at the very end of this episode, is apparently killing bad guys. With the help of Eric, it looks like?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
And
isn't it?
Ugh. She suspected Eric. It looked like he really wasn't on board. But, I mean, it looked like maybe she went further than he expected or something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It looked like when he opened the door and he said, like, what are you? Oh, and like he was shocked at what he was seeing.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe he was just shocked at how gruesome it is. Maybe he's, you know, shocked that this is happening at all.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I didn't want to go this far or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But he's like, Trish has gone off the deep end at this point. Didn't we say that this was, you know, one of the possibilities is just that she goes off the deep end and just starts killing people?
For sure. This was discussed a few episodes ago that one possible end of this series is Trish is the bad guy. And I kind of hate this idea because of the pain it's going to cause Jess. Because now Jess has to make the decision. She just lost, she's lost a lot of people. She just lost her mother last season. Now she's lost her stepmom, and now her sister, or not stepmom, adopted mom, and now her sister is going off the deep end to the point that she may have to end up facing off with her own sister or putting her away in jail. She said she'd choose her every time.
She did.
There's still, that's going to be a hard decision for her to make. I don't think it's the obvious, like, Jess is all about bringing down bad guys and doing it in as legal or as ethical a way as possible to some degree. Like, she really does try to stay within the system when she can. But she's gone outside it before, and she also has a gray sense of morality where she's not black and white. Like, she might be able to be convinced that what Trish is doing is stupid. She knows that. But maybe what Trish is doing is not worth, is still maybe worth protecting Trish. I don't know. I don't know how Jess will fall on this.
I wonder if all this hurt that Trish is causing apparently is going to register on Eric's radar.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she's just unloading some hurt on this guy.
I am very much wondering that too.
It can't be, like, it cannot just be that, you know, she's
righteously killing all these people.
Yeah, it can't be that she feels, you know, like she's the purifier or
right.
whatever.
At what point do her actions give him a headache?
And exactly.
Like, well, I mean, he already seemed incredibly uncomfortable with the idea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
even in the moment we saw him this episode, like, it was like he looks really, really fraught. Like maybe she's forcing him into it. I thought that maybe.
It could be. I mean, we know that he's been collecting, you know, data on people and, you know, blackmailing, but it apparently, like, according to what Jess found in his apartment, he's, you know, turning over a new leaf and trying to actually put people away and maybe work within the confines of the law.
Yeah. But, well, it looks like he's just partnered up with another super. I said last episode, I said, how cool would it be if we got Eric teaming up with the Punisher?
Right? Like Eric pointing that gun, aiming that gun.
Yeah, exactly. Eric aiming the weapon that is the Punisher. And it looks like kind of we've got that to some degree, at least. But I don't know. I'm hoping we'll learn a lot more in the next episode. What about these other plot lines we've got going on? Well, the funeral was really touching to me. We've seen Dorothy as a sort of vapid character.
Yep. Self-absorbed.
But, yeah.
The whole, like, the living vicariously through Trish, kind of the fame by proxy,
yeah,
kind of thing.
And just sort of sucking the life out of
everyone around her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that she just so desires to be consequential, and it's put her in a bad light, this whole couple seasons, but seeing that there were so many people at the funeral was touching, and seeing yeah. that she was involved with a charity, apparently half of her money is going to charity after she passes.
Well, it was a tax umbrella.
Right. Well, they said it's both. They said, yeah. I think, is that Jess?
It was Jess that said it.
Yeah, it was a tax umbrella. And she's like, and it was a tax umbrella.
She was like, yes.
But the way...
Yes, it was.
There are bad ways to use that, but the way that... charity is designed to be a tax umbrella to some degree. I mean, like, it's why they give tax breaks for it. If you're actually doing good charity, it can still be a tax umbrella. It can be a way to bring you down from a certain tax bracket or whatever.
It's a win-win, you know. It's good for all parties.
Right. Well, as long as the charity is doing good things, which that's kind of what we see this episode, that she was out in the world doing good things away from Trish and Jess, right. It seems like.
It's so crazy that, you know, this person that we've seen that's just such a damned antagonist, not like a superhero antagonist, you know, where they're like, you know, actively fighting against them, but just she's so damn mouthy.
And, oh gosh, mouthy.
You know, yeah, the way that she's snipping at Jess the entire time, and like you just want her to shut the hell up. Most of the time, you don't want her dead, but you just want her to like just stop being you for a minute. You
know? I just wanted her to mature to some degree, like stop caring about all the fame and care about life or death situations that are going on right now.
Right, there's bigger shit than your image.
Yeah,
but along with that, we never, you know, like you said, we never saw this other side of her where she was actually trying to help people, and that it kind of sort of posthumously redeemed her.
At least some.
Sort of. Yeah, some. A little bit. It doesn't completely absolve her. It doesn't mean that she wasn't abusive to Patsy in her younger days.
For sure.
And, you know, it doesn't mean that she wasn't a toxic person in the first two seasons of the show.
Well, it just makes her even more complex.
Yeah, it further deepens that character to show that she actually was doing stuff for other people and with other people and helped people in a roundabout way. Like, telling that one actress, like, no, you don't need to lose weight because then they'll cast you as a regular person. Like,
yeah.
Just be you. She was telling everybody to just be you and love yourself. And that's a great message. Even if it was coming from a terrible person.
Yeah. It I love how complex this show makes all of its characters. So other storylines we got to see, Jess suspected Eric through this entire episode.
Yeah.
And I guess she's over that because now she sees that it was Trish. From the very beginning of this season, I've mistrusted Eric. But purely because, and he is involved, so I'm not like completely wrong to do so, but I don't know. I think it just, because they clicked, I was like, as soon as they clicked, I was just like, up, oh, something's wrong with that guy.
Oh man, something's broken in him that he's going to be perfect for Jess.
Yeah. And the only other storyline I feel like would need touching on is this whole Jerry asking Kiff for permission to color outside the lines.
Yeah, to wreck somebody else's life.
Right.
And, you know, Kith's not incorrect. It was exactly what she did to completely ruin her late husband's life and drive him to suicide. Like, absolutely. It's exactly what happened there. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a tool in her toolbox.
Yeah. And it's interesting that she's even asking permission, you know? Because, yeah. And it means that, and we actually missed talking about this in the last episode, but there was that scene where she goes off and tells her everything. She tells her even back to, like, how long she was cheating on her when they were together in college, and tells her very boldly about her part in his death, her husband's death, Kif's husband's death. And all of that felt very interesting to me, because it seems like Jerry actually wants to be a part of Kif's life and wants to open up to Kif. Like, she's actually trying to open up to Kif. And I found that interesting that she's not just trying to manipulate her. I think a turn happened in that scene where she's no longer trying to manipulate her. She's trying to be like, this is really who I am. And yeah. She's seeking love and seeking acceptance for who she is, even though she's kind of an evil person.
Even though who she is fucking terrible.
Yes.
She said something, Kit said something to her that, like, the truth sucks or some shit like that.
Yeah. She said something like, the truth sucks. Like, I don't need to hear this. I don't want to hear this.
Right? But, like, I don't want your bullshit. But it seems like she, you know, kind of finally does understand that, like, maybe she does need Jerry?
I don't know that she understands that. But it's, she understands she needs Jerry in their current situation. I don't think she thinks she needs Jerry for her life.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not that.
Yeah, not that. Not like that.
But that.
Not like
not
that.
Not like this.
Okay. At the end of this episode, Jess is arrested. We're pretty sure Trish is a killer. And it looks like Eric is helping her. Where do we go from here, my friend?
It's nowhere but down. There's only two more episodes in the season.
Oh, I thought there were three.
Three more episodes.
Yeah.
Brain fog. It's late. Sorry.
That's all right.
So there's only three more episodes in the season, and, like, this is the point where shit starts to swirl into a hurricane in these seasons usually. So, I mean, how does Jessica get out of jail? How does Trish come back from beyond the brink, like, she, you know, she's way past. How does she come back without her compass, like, her reasonable compass that is Jessica? Maybe not moral compass, but, you know, like, logic compass. How does she come back from that?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, we are going to be back tomorrow with more episodes. If you are interested in hearing more episodes right away, there are more episodes on the Patreon. We're a day or two ahead over on the Patreon. So if you want to hear the next episode right now, you can go to patreon.com/MCUcast and join our supporters over there. There's some cool rewards. So please do that. Please check it out. It really is how we make this cast possible. We've got a lot of people supporting us over there, and we are very, very thankful. Every time I look at that page, I can't believe that we've got the support that we do. We just love you guys. So thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow with more. If you'd like to hear more of our podcast stuff, check us out on the social medias or mcucast.com or mcucast on all the social medias. You can find more from me at the Star Trek Universe podcast, the Orville Universe podcast, or just search for Matthew Carroll on wherever you find music. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.